My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m. I bring you the best guests in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's health. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. And for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are now podcast daily for on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith Shopping Center. Go in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, the most knowledgeable staff, the highest quality products, and amazing prices. The hours of the store are Monday through Friday 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I'm looking forward to talking with all of you soon. Stay healthy.
Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I thank you all for taking the time out of your day to stop by, tune in, and walk away with information vital to your good health. Every single day we're learning new things about our health and new things that we have to be concerned about and start thinking about and start focusing on. And the hard part, I think, for many of us is the fact that I think we used to have much more time, at least in our mind, to be able to actually plan for these changes that were coming our way. I think many times we are still under the impression that, you know, we have time. We got plenty of time, you know, we got other things to worry about right now. And I think it really does go back to the time when we were younger and what we visually saw, you know, were the people that were much, much older that had health problems or diseases or impairments. And I think in our mind, we kind of wrapped our mind around that whole idea that, you know what, that is so far down the road, there's no need for me to even think about being concerned about that. And we weren't. And we're not. And the thing is, those one-time old-age geriatric health problems that we used to experience are now everyday situations that we're learning that many people in our own age bracket, and sometimes even much younger, are now dealing with it every single day. It is not uncommon for me to hear from people that have a bad blood workup or have been diagnosed with cardiovascular problems or diabetes or degenerative bone and muscle problems and a weakened immune system and sleep problems and prostate problems and hormonal imbalances and stress impairments and anxiety and depression and all these things. And they're in their 30s and their 40s. I mean, who would have ever thought that we would ever see so much information at our fingertips, so much knowledge available to us, and so few of us reaching out to utilize that knowledge? And the only time that we really get interested is when we're scared. And that's something that is a very much of a motivating driving force is fear. This is the Staying Healthy radio show, and every day we talk about the key topics, the relevant topics, as they relate to today's world. It's always great to be able to go back in time and talk about how something came about and what was the reason that this happened, because all of that added up to where we are today. But I've learned that most people want to know, what is this stuff? I mean, what does it do? Can I use it? When do I use it? Where do I get it? Am I a candidate? And that really is kind of where we're coming from. You know, especially as far as supplementation, you know, people don't want to know other things. And what I hear from most people, and I've talked to plenty of them every day, you know, what is it? And can I use it? And when do I take it? So every day we talk about the best of the best knowledge, the best information, the highest quality companies that are putting out products with us in mind, the consumer. I want to interview companies and their educators that really think of us first, that have taken the time and put the energy into bringing a quality product to marketplace. Not just bringing something to bring something, which happens a lot, and that happens in every part of our life and every part of our life, no matter what you're talking about, whether it's a cell phone or clothing or whatever. Sometimes things are just brought about and the quality is terrible, and without a little research and without a little bit of background studying, you don't know what you're getting. But in this industry, we've learned that a little bit of question answering and asking, a little bit of research on your side, and asking people with the right information that can answer your questions honestly and truthfully is key. So Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning, I bring you the best guests in the industry, the best educators, the company founders, the company owners, the research scientists, the formulators, the people that are making all of this available to us so that we can be better and healthier. And then I send you to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Stay Healthy is your one-stop full-service location for everything health and nutrition. They are truly a place where you really do want to be able to go to learn. Their education is amazing. Their knowledge is priceless. And when you really start to work with them, you're going to see that they have a lot to offer. They bring a lot to the table. And they make sure that you have what you need to be able to make those really wise decisions too. And I got to tell you, it does get confusing. It gets so confusing that a lot of people will just throw their hands in the air and say, you know what? I can't do this. I can't figure this out. I don't know where to go with this. I don't know who to talk to. And that's what makes things so much harder because, you know, we're so used to everything being so easy and so at our fingertips. And all of a sudden we got to do a little work and do a little research and we don't know where to go. Stay Healthy Health Food Store, they've been around. Their longevity is amazing. They're in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley, and they're also Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer. They are amazing, and they are looking for always a good thing to bring us to a new stage of health and a new way of looking at the big picture. I don't know where we need to go from this point forward. What I do need to know and what I want to know all the time is what's new, what's breaking, what's at our fingertips, and how do we do this to become a better, healthier way, a better person and a healthier way of living? I mean, where do we go? It does start with quality information. Stay Healthy Health Food Store, man, they're going to take you to a place where you're going to have the answers, and then you'll start making better choices. And that's really, really important today, and it's priceless to have a full-service environment with people with this much knowledge all in one place. Visit their store at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center. They're on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston, and they're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Take the time to become part of the Stay Healthy family and visit their new webpage. It's still in the process of being rebuilt, but the $5 off coupon is active and live. You just enter your email address and then you can print a $5 off coupon that you can use on your next $50 purchase at the store. And of course, to stay in touch with them every single day, like them on Facebook. Their posts are great and you'll always be connected and you'll always know what's going on at the store, what events, what giveaway baskets, what specials, all that stuff. So make sure you follow their, you put your email and follow their webpage and like them on Facebook and you'll be connected with the Stay Healthy store. Well, today we're going to be talking about probiotics and we're going to be talking with Karina Toledo representing New Chapter. Karina earned her BS in health innovation and has studied herbalism and holistic medicine for over 20 years. With over 12 years of experience working for New Chapter, 8 years prior in health food stores, man, she brings a wealth of knowledge to the program. And it's always an honor to have her here. She has so much information on the natural products industry, on supplementation, on learning how to incorporate alternatives and complements into your daily routine, and also allowing us to be able to take a step back and say, okay, I have options. And I think that's a wonderful thing. So let me welcome my guest, Karina Toledo. Hello there.
Hi there. Thank you so much for having me.
How's everything in your world?
It's doing good. My daughter's still out for the summer. She should start school soon, kindergarten, and yeah, just trying to soak up a little bit last of the heat.
You know, out here, school already started. It's crazy. I'm from the Midwest originally, and it used to always start after Labor Day. And out here, it starts like 2 weeks before. So it's a different part of the world. But yeah, the kids have already dragged themselves back to school. So I'm probably expecting that there will be flu and cold season out before you know it.
Absolutely. It's definitely already beginning. I know a couple of people that have even had summertime flus and viruses, which, you know, means they're not getting enough sun in part. All that vitamin D definitely helps keep us healthy. So wintertime is, and fall especially, is more susceptible.
You know, I was talking with someone yesterday, and I know we're going to talk about probiotics today, which I think is a great, great topic. And I love your probiotics. I was talking with a friend yesterday, and she's a doctor. and she's really, really knowledgeable, and she's really come over to this side of the fence and does write a lot of handwritten prescriptions for vitamins and minerals and omega-3s and all that. And we started talking about probiotics, and I was really shocked that she said, I always try to recommend probiotics when people are on antibiotics. And I said, what about the rest of the time? And she goes, well, what do you mean? And I started explaining to her, and she says, you know, I have always only recommended them around wide spectrum antibiotics. So we started talking, and she was just standing back going, oh my goodness. And I said, what do you think now? And she says, I think I'm going to start recommending probiotics for a lot of other things. And I said, you know, I recommend them just for life and for healthy living and for everything that's going on in the parts of the body that we can't see from the outside. And she said, you know, I think you're right. She goes, I just didn't know. And I thought it was interesting. So,
yeah, well, and a lot of the newest research, you know, you have to realize that 2016 was when this big press release from Harvard Health basically said, hey, 90% of all diseases can actually be traced back to the health of our guts. And the gut bacteria that we have in our body protects us from all of these, you know, other disease in the body and maintains balance. And so it's not just something that we should recommend for people that have been on antibiotics anymore, but certainly it's beneficial for everybody to do on an ongoing basis. And the big part of that is because every day we do something that kills these beneficial bugs, right? Whether it's breathing in air pollution or chlorine in our showers or drinking coffee in the morning or alcohol, all of these kill our good gut bacteria. So we should be thinking daily about how we can replenish them as well.
When I first started recommending probiotics, you know, it was a long time ago, obviously, and way back then, you know, we were actually trained to tell people, you know, if you do go on an antibiotic, maybe for 5 to 7 days after, you should replenish your healthy bacteria. And that was pretty much what we knew for probably the first 10 years or so that I was in the industry. And then things started to change, and then they started to get moved off the bottom shelf or the refrigerator up until the top shelf, you know, so people could actually see them, because they started earning their place and their importance in the industry, and it's never slowed down.
Absolutely. It's the research is emerging every single day on how the microbiome and how these beneficial bacteria in our guts help protect us and help us heal. And, you know, 70% of our immune system is in our gut. They even found that 90% of serotonin, this important, you know, brain chemistry compound, is essentially 90% of it is in our gut. So it's so important, if we think about the health of our brains, the health of our immune system, starting with the gut is really the most important. And so probiotics have gotten certainly more in the forefront in terms of health food store presence because they work.
Now, let me ask you another question. Is there ever a time when someone doesn't need any probiotics? Because I think that that's kind of like saying we don't need our stomach, we don't need our gut, we don't need our elimination cycle, we don't need our bladder or kidneys and all that kind of stuff. I mean, I think it's so important that I can't think of a time when somebody would not benefit in one way or another from a probiotic.
Absolutely. And, you know, obviously the quality of probiotics and the efficacy of them is really all over the spectrum, not to mention, you know, the potency markers, the processing really varies product to product. But at the end of the day, if you can deliver a bioavailable source of these little microbes, what they're going to do is they're going to colonize and lay the foundation for health for everybody, every person, every age. And they are finding that, you know, one of the major challenges with our microbiome as we age is that we haven't had adequate amounts and exposure to these beneficial compounds from an early age on. And so, you know, there's a lot of things that go into making sure your microbiome is healthy from childhood and on. A lot of that involves things like playing in the dirt, you know, letting your good bacteria build up as a response to exposure to pathogens. There's information now that we over-sterilize everything, right? Hand sanitizer, et cetera. We're trying to keep ourselves well, but in fact, we're not allowing the good bacteria to combat exposure and essentially build because of that. So you kind of need to be exposed to the bad to keep your good guys on this exercise regimen, so to speak. And so a lot of that makes sure that we're, you know, playing in the dirt, that we're not overusing hand sanitizer, overusing antibiotics, etc.
Now, when someone starts, you know, looking at probiotics, obviously everybody's going to look at things a little bit differently. And a lot of people just don't know exactly where to start. A lot of people will say to me, they'll say, well, I have yogurt every day. and then we'll have the conversation about the yogurt that they're probably eating that has probably got more sugar and more sweetener in it than the candy bar that they're having in the mid-afternoon. That
exactly.
most of the yogurts today are basically candy treats, and they tempt everybody because they know that the only way people are going to do it is if there's sprinkles and crunchies and chocolate bits and niblets and things to pour into it, because most people are not going to eat plain yogurt. I mean, I love plain yogurt. I add to it what I want to add to it to make it taste the way I want it to taste. But even though I'm eating yogurt, I would never rely on my yogurt as my main source of my probiotic. And how would you explain to someone, even if you're using the best yogurt, there's no way possible it can do the full job?
Yeah, you really need higher potency markers than are delivered in most yogurt. And the other thing is that, you know, the bacteria used in yogurt serve a really specific purpose, and that, of course, is pre-digesting and breaking down the sugars in that food to make it a more medicinal food. And I talk a ton about fermentation on this show especially. I think fermentation and eating fermented foods like yogurt or miso soup are invaluable, and they should be done every single day, because fermented foods really lay the foundation for your good gut bacteria to thrive. But they're not a substitute for a quality probiotic, and I'll tell you why. A lot of it has to do with potency and efficacy. And, you know, our microbiome is like a fingerprint. It's so unique, and we have so many different strains of bacteria that most companies kind of throw in everything in the kitchen sink, so to speak. They'll give you mega doses of bacteria, you know, 100 million cell count, 30 different strains. It's kind of like let's throw everything in and see what sticks. New Chapter's philosophy about probiotics is a little bit different. You know, we've done the clinical research. We've looked at the testing. We really focus on just patented strains of probiotic bacteria that have been studied in human clinical trials to work and to colonize. And we don't deliver mega doses of them. We only deliver the exact amount that's been clinically researched to work. And so Probiotic All Flora is one of New Chapter's newest innovations in the probiotic category, completely different product. But it's patented human clinical strains that we know colonize and work in the body at dosages that have been studied, which you're not going to get in yogurt. And you're not going to get in other probiotics necessarily either.
Do you believe that if you're using a daily probiotic, that if you go into harm's way, if you will, let's say you go into a hospital for surgery, you're traveling, you're going to be around a lot of people in a lot of germ-filled environments, you're under more stressful conditions, that during those times, you may want to elevate your dosage, you know, to give your body a little bit more?
You know, it's not bad to be thinking that way in terms of how to support your overall immune system and immune response. But again, New Chapter's probiotics are all flora, our new weight, our new mood, our women's formula. All of them are clinical doses at just one a day, meaning the exact amount of bacteria that's been researched to actually work and to colonize is the exact amount that we deliver in just one pill a day. So you don't necessarily need more. There's definitely other ways you can support your immune system. I personally would say adding in some of New Chapter's fermented aloe, for example, or fermented turmeric. Again, these daily servings of fermented foods that also have probiotic benefits really help allow your bacteria to work, your probiotic to work even better. So you don't necessarily need more, although it is really important to note that the whole function of these good bacteria is that if we have adequate amounts of them, when we're exposed to pathogens, they're able to adapt and instantly create compounds that can, you know, protect us from those pathogens. And so there's so many antibiotic-resistant strains of bacteria now that are untreatable, but if you have a really healthy immune system, the chances of contracting those is much lower.
Okay.
And that's what probiotics do for us.
I knew you were going to go that way. So so let's jump in. Let's talk about the probiotic All Flora. Now, are these refrigerated or are they shelf stable? Do you have a preference? If they are shelf stable, do they ever need to be refrigerated? How do they know how to handle that part? It's important.
Great question. So New Chapter's All Flora is completely shelf stable. A lot of people know to go to refrigerated sections for probiotics. So I believe at Stay Healthy, we might be in the refrigerated section. But there's a really unique microencapsulation process that New Chapter is using for the live probiotic strains to ensure that they are live and active through expiration and that they're able to bypass the stomach acid to colonize where they need to go. So L-Plantarum, LPL1, and B-Breve BRO3 are the two patented strains that New Chapter uses for all flora. Breve is found to colonize in the large intestine and Plantarum in the small. So they really work together to create this kind of forest shield of protection. And these bacterial strains are kind of, we know that they colonize, but they also work together to then allow for the growth of new strains of bacteria. It's kind of like, you know, the mother and the father, so to speak. It's a silly analogy, but what you want is these bacteria to colonize and spread out and start having babies and grandbabies, because it's these new strains of bacteria that are really specific to what we need based on our exposure. So L-Plantarum, LPL1, and B-Breve BRO3 in just 5 billion cell count has been clinically shown to reduce inflammation in the gut, to be an effective treatment even for things like irritable bowel syndrome. It improved all parameters of digestive markers studied, including things like reducing abdominal bloating, which so many of us feel on just a regular daily basis. So it also acted as an antioxidant. So it's a really unique blend of those two strains of bacteria. And the New Chapter also adds in a beneficial yeast called Boulardii that's been extensively studied, as well as a probiotic. It has a powerful ability to starve out candida. So there's good yeast and there's bad yeast, and this formula delivers a good yeast to keep the bad yeast in control. And then also the base of New Chapter's All Flora is our fermented aloe powder, which I mentioned earlier, really powerful support for the gut. Aloe in general is really high in these polysaccharides, these essential sugars that make it a premier prebiotic, which is delivered in the All Flora formula. And it helps to shuttle these bacteria, again, where they need to go and to ensure that they're going to colonize properly.
Now, some people will say that probiotics are best taken on an empty stomach first thing in the morning or before bed. Some people recommend taking it with food. I don't recommend taking it with a hot cup of coffee, obviously. Do you have a preference? When do you take your probiotics?
My probiotics I personally take right before bed. They're actually the very last thing that I take. And I do take them alone. You know, I take a lot of my New Chapter supplements and other supplements all together. However, the probiotic definitely works so differently that I take it as a standalone. I personally have read some really interesting research that showed that bacteria are able to colonize more effectively, so basically spread out, start this urban sprawl in your gut. They're able to colonize more effectively when we're sleeping, when we're horizontal. And so that's one of the reasons why I started taking my probiotic at night. Also, when you look at all the things that we do on a daily basis that kill these gut bacteria, coffee is one of them, I figured that, you know, taking my probiotic first thing in the morning on an empty stomach and then drinking a cup of coffee 20 minutes later, probably not the best strategy for getting the most out of my probiotic supplement. So I personally love to take them at night right before bed. But again, the New Chapter instructions essentially say you can take it any time of day. We know that based on the human clinical trials, people taking it at all different times of day still were getting these healing benefits. So go with what works for your schedule.
Now, I know you mentioned already that they're put together, you know, because of their weight and size and biological bacterial and, you know, counts and all that. But explain this to me, a 90-pound person and a 250-pound person, how could they both get the same benefit?
Absolutely. You bring up such an important point that the dosages, you know, we have to create kind of these standard dosages on labels, but they really are about for a 150-pound person.
Got it.
New Chapter's probiotic All Flora was studied in clinical research that has weight limits pretty all over the spectrum, and it was still just researched on one a day. However, you know, if you are much heavier or if you've been on an aggressive strain of antibiotics and you really need this replenishment, then absolutely thinking about increasing your dose for a period of time can be really valuable. You know, think of it as a loading dose. So symptoms are acute. You take a little bit more of something for a period of time to kind of bring the body back into balance, and then you can go to your maintenance dose.
Okay.
But personally, you know, there's also diminishing return. You might take one and have these amazing results. You might add in two, and you're not getting that much more benefit to justify, you know, the extra dose. You might be better off adding in, again, some of our fermented powder or some of the other fermented foods or even a fermented multivitamin that New Chapter makes to really support that probiotic activity.
When do you think is the best time for someone to start using probiotics? And I know what you're going to say.
Is there a good time? As soon as possible. You know, Even though New Chapter's probiotics are not they don't have a kid's dosage, and unfortunately in most of the kids' probiotics I've seen on the marketplace, they're really full of sugar, just like your sugar yogurt. You know, I don't know how active the bacteria really are. I can't speak to other companies. But personally, with my children, I started taking, you know, as soon as they were eating food at all, I started trying to serve them fermented foods and incorporating many of these into their diet. I do open up my All-Flora capsules, and I give them to my five-year-old daughter. I've run it by her naturopath and her doctor, and they both looked at the formula and gave it the A-OK. She has had amazing benefits from that almost instantaneously for her skin because we were having a lot of eczema issues. So, you know, you're going to see these probiotics can have healing benefits in all different regards for all different age types, but really as soon as possible.
Okay. Now, you also do make a, I'll tell you what, let's take our break really quick when we come back, because I want to make sure we hit these other three, the mood, the weight, and the women's, because I don't want to leave any of these out. We'll be right back with Karina Toledo. It's a new chapter day. Make sure to ask for your $3 off coupon when you go in the store. You can use it on the products from New Chapter and these great probiotics. Stay tuned.
Did you know that the most common form of calcium supplement today is calcium carbonate, also known as limestone? You don't eat rocks as part of your balanced diet, so why would you choose to supplement your bone health nutritional needs with limestone? Our bodies understand and seek whole food sources of nutrition. New Chapter is proud to deliver Bone Strength Take Care, a calcium complex that delivers key bone health nutrients in the form of whole food, not rocks. Bone Strength Take Care also delivers key bone nourishing nutrients, including vitamins D3 and K2. Vitamin K2 is of critical importance as it ensures calcium is placed in the bone where it's needed and stays out of the arteries where it's not. Discover for yourself the whole food bone health alternative to rocks. Bone Strength Take Care, the best-selling natural bone health supplement in America. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston, in the Town and Country Center.
Is there something missing from your fish oil? If it's purified, it's probably missing a whole lot. Purified fish oils use chemical processing that can destroy the beneficial compounds, vitamins, and antioxidants your body looks for. Fortunately, there's Homega from New Chapter, a new whole food approach to fish oil. Homega is extra virgin to deliver nature's whole complement of vital omegas, including 3, 5, 6, 7, and 9s, along with natural vitamin D and powerful antioxidants. Homega is 100% sustainably caught wild Alaskan salmon, some of the cleanest and most pure fish stocks in the world. So chemical processing to deliver purity is simply not required. Homega by New Chapter, because the world's best fish oil doesn't come from scientists, it comes from the world's best fish.
Available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston, in the Town and Country Center.
What is inflammation? Many people think that only joints are affected by inflammation. The truth is, the body's natural inflammatory response affects everyone and every major organ system. From bone health to heart health and beyond, whole body health calls for a healthy, whole body inflammation response, which is why New Chapter is proud to offer America's number one selling herbal for a healthy inflammation response, Zyflamin. Zyflamin is a whole new natural way to manage inflammation and a true scientific breakthrough. Zyflamin has been extensively researched and tested for a variety of health concerns by some of the most respected medical institutions in the world, with impressive results. Discover the power of Zyflamin for yourself. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston, in the Town and Country Center.
All right, we're back. I want to remind you to check out the full line of New Chapter products available every single day at Stay Healthy. Always check to see what kind of coupons they have. I know they have a $3 off coupon now. And today, we're talking about probiotics. We talked about the All-Flora. We're going to definitely talk about the mood support, the weight management, and the women's daily probiotics. And remember, you can check out all of these at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Stay Healthy, your one-stop full-service location for everything health and nutrition. In their fourth decade located in the Las Vegas Valley, Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer. Visit them Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember, 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smiths Town and Country Center. Remember, if you have a group or organization and you're interested in getting a health awareness program going, or you have one and you're in need of maybe tying it all together, remember, I am available for speaking engagements, lectures, lunch and learns, all that. There's no charge for that. You can even pick the topic and we'll come out and be able to give you some good education, and maybe it'll just make a better, healthy season coming up. Yeah, maybe people will be healthier and happier and maybe better in their stress areas of their life. But we'd love to come out and chat with you. Just get a hold of me through my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com, or through the Stay Healthy store. Today, we're talking with Karina Toledo, and we talked about All-Flora. We need to talk about, of course, the mood support. I mean, who doesn't need a little bit of tweaking in that area?
Absolutely. You know, we look at the benefits of these probiotic bacteria in our guts, and it's wild that we're learning what an important role they play in all these other different body systems. So obviously, All-Flora is our formula for total gut health, because that's what most of us think of, is when we have microbiome dysfunction, right? We think of things like IBS or irritable bowel or constipation or diarrhea. And so our digestion, our, you know, how we feel, our bowel movements, all of these obviously rely on bacteria, but as do our brain chemistry and our feelings of whether or not we're full or hungry, and our ability to metabolize sugar, not to mention regulation of, you know, candida and other yeasts in the body that can overgrow. So these bacteria play such an important role, but certainly brain health is something that is really emerging. There's a study published in Psychology Today that found that, you know, we used to think of the brain and the gut being two different systems, but all the research now tells us they're actually two part of a single system. And the enteric nervous system actually lines the gut, and there are these glial cells that are both in our gut and our brain, and they communicate with each other. So 90% of serotonin is made in your gut. There's a whole class of the bacteria, they call them psychobiotics, that we're finding can actually improve symptoms of anxiety and stress response. And one of those in particular really stands out with the most research, both in animal and human studies, and that is a patented strain of rhamnosis, so Lactobacillus rhamnosus. In all of the different models, it was the most effective psychobiotic at reducing overall anxiety and that stress response. And so that's really the lead star of the mood probiotic that New Chapter is making. But as, you know, I've mentioned before, and as you know, New Chapter is an herbal company, and so we don't want to just deliver this bacteria and expect it to do all the heavy lifting by itself. And so the mood probiotic formula also includes lemon balm and passion flower and chamomile. Lemon balm and passion flower have actually been found to boost serotonin. They stimulate GABA production in the brain, which is this important neurotransmitter for feelings of calm and well-being and mood stabilization. So it really combines the best of both worlds, these live, active, clinically researched probiotics, the rhamnosis, as well as delivering these beneficial herbs as well.
So almost like a built-in chill to it as well.
Exactly.
So we're getting the rebuilding, we're getting the recolonization, but at the same time, a little bit of a deep breath and kind of keep things a little bit more balanced. Boy, that's kind of a nice plus. And it's interesting how you found the herbs that would play well with the probiotic.
Absolutely. And, you know, I mentioned earlier that, you know, the probiotics I kind of take alone as a standalone, but truly you can, because these are, you know, whole food that New Chapter is delivering, it is safe to combine them. And obviously we're delivering some of them in these probiotic formulas, these different herbal blends. And yeah, the passion flower, lemon balm, chamomile, lavender together have this really powerful mood uplifting benefit. And the unique thing about using full spectrum herbs the way New Chapter does is that you get side benefits. So lemon balm, for example, not only does it stimulate GABA production, this important neurotransmitter for calm and for stress, but it also inhibits an enzyme called GABA-T that's the body's mechanism for breaking down and destroying GABA. So what that translates to is your whole food lemon balm is creating healthier, sustained levels of GABA by kind of regulating this checks and balance system as well that the body is creating. So works in two incredible ways. All of these herbs, however, have a powerful effect on brain chemistry and balance and stress.
Now, let's say you use the All-Flora for a while, and then you decided you wanted to use the mood support. Can you just phase over to the mood support, or do you add it in?
Yeah, you can phase over or you can add it in. And I almost brought that up before when you were talking about adjustment based on dosage and weight. Because even though New Chapter's clinical dose is delivered in just one capsule, I personally have found it really helpful to start combining some of these. You know, we these different probiotics have different clinical research benefits. So obviously most of us can benefit from all of them, short of New Chapter making a product that has, you know, that's $200 that features all of these bacteria. It is nice to kind of layer them depending on what you're going through. So the mood formula is excellent. I love that herbal blend. And so I have been adding one of that to my regimen with the all four of the gut health.
Okay.
So they can be used together or independently, but you can effortlessly move from one to the other or layer them.
All right. So let's phase on to the weight management. Now, that's an interesting thing. You know, how do you decide if, I mean, do you bring this into a new diet, a new eating program? Does it help with digestion? Let's talk about the weight management one. I like this.
Yeah, and it's such an important emerging category because we're learning, of course, that bacteria benefits the brain and really has a strong effect on our brain chemistry. But we also know that gut microbes affect the way that we store fat, and it's different person to person. So even somebody with the same diet, whether or not they are hungry or full, whether or not they're storing fat or burning it adequately, it really relies on your gut bacteria. And the more strains you have in there, the more effectively you're actually utilizing nutrients from food properly as well, which, you know, if you're eating quality food and you're not getting the nutrients out of it because your gut bacteria is impacted, then essentially you're going to feel hungry more often. Bacteria also plays a role in how our blood sugar balance, also the hormones, of course, that I mentioned already that make us feel hungry or full. There is one particular bacterial strain that's been researched in human clinical trials and been found to reduce overall mass and obesity, specifically in the stomach, the abdominal region. And it also has been found to reduce waist circumference, weight circumference, and overall food intake was also reduced in a human clinical. And that bacterial strain is called Animalis, Bifidobacterium animalis. Again, the weight formula delivers a clinical dose of this bacterial strain. So the exact amount researched is what we deliver in just one capsule a day. It is a patented strain, so we know it works. There's that dose-to-dose reliability. And we combine that bacteria with, again, herbs that are found to balance out blood sugar levels and stimulate thermogenesis. So specifically in the weight management formula, New Chapter adds in a blend of hibiscus and green coffee bean, or green coffee berry. So hibiscus has actually been found to be beneficial for blood sugar levels. And then, of course, the green coffee has this thermogenic activity. There's a small amount of caffeine in there. It's about a quarter of a cup of green tea is what's delivered in a serving of our weight, just enough to really activate that stored adipose tissue. So this would be a formula that you could take in conjunction with a weight loss regimen, with a change of diet. You know, it's really important to realize that if you have a lot of weight to lose, the liver can become unburdened with toxins because toxins are stored in our fat cells. So as you lose weight and enter onto a regimen, a diet regimen, you might not feel that great. So this probiotic is really helping to address that too. Antioxidant-rich herbs, the bacteria supporting the liver help to make sure that you're eliminating toxins effectively. And then, of course, this human clinical research that this bacterial strain reduces how much food you eat, reduces how much weight you have around the midline. Incredible research and great product.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for the clarity. I appreciate it. Now, what about the women's formula? I mean, why would they make one, you know, different? We're pretty much all the same on the inside, but this one is different, and I think it's different for a good reason. And we hear so many women that are having, you know, yeast infections and vaginal problems and bacterial problems and urinary tract. Is this kind of aimed more at that category?
Absolutely. You know, when you look at a woman's physiology and anatomy, we are unfortunately susceptible to more urinary tract infections and things like vaginosis, bacterial vaginosis, yeast overgrowth, simply because of our anatomy. And so, you know, there's a lot of research on the importance of having healthy colonies of bacteria in the vaginal tract and, you know, in the gut that helps to prevent a lot of these products, specifically the vaginal tract that prevents these, you know, issues, this imbalances in the body. However, there's very little research that's been adequately done on the ability of bacteria that you take in a capsule, for example, to bypass not only the stomach acid, but bypass the intestines and colonize in the vaginal tract where they're going to make a difference. And so New Chapter hand selected two strains, Lactobacillus acidophilus LA14, again, patented strains, and this same rhamnosis that you actually see in the mood, this rhamnosis was also clinically researched to be able to colonize in the vaginal tract. So these bacteria together are really addressing the concerns about yeast overgrowth, urinary tract infections, you know, because at the end of the day, taking cranberry on a regular basis is not enough to protect a UTI. You really need to make sure you also have adequate amounts of colonies of gut bacteria and bacteria in your vaginal tract that that protect the ability of pathogenic bacteria to travel up, you know, the urethra. So the key is making sure they can colonize in the vagina, and most probiotics don't and don't have the clinical research, but the women's formula is different. So it combines these two clinically proven strains of bacteria, and it adds in, again, a women's specific kind of herbal blend that it's not necessarily women's specific. It can be used, of course, for men as well. But we do use chasteberry, berry, maca, and lavender, which are incredible tools for balancing out hormone levels, regulating the balance of progesterone to estrogen, and also addressing stress, anxiety, mood. Lavender and maca are incredible formulas, tonic herbs for stress and anxiety. And then also Jerusalem artichoke. And you're going to see this is our prebiotic in both the women's, the mood, and the weight. And it really helps, again, to feed these bacteria, ensure that they are able to colonize where they need to be, and really help lay the foundation for those bacteria to colonize and spread and do their job.
Now, are there times when you may be using the regular probiotic? Let's say that you've been using the All Flora for a period of time, but then something comes up in the women's area. Can you just at that point in bring in the women's daily for that period of time? And on the other side, if you are prone to these, can you stay on the women's daily all the time?
Absolutely. So all of these formulas are safe ongoing. They're not just short-term use formulas, although they can be appropriate, you know, for short-term use if you're having specific acute symptoms. You know, the new blends, the women's, the weight that are fairly new in the mood, I think are absolutely amazing. But I personally have a really hard time letting go of the All Flora and substituting for something different because it works so well. It works for all parameters of digestion. The All Flora has been researched as an antioxidant. So it's truly a probiotic that does more. You know, most probiotics, you know, again, they're delivering really high cell counts, but it doesn't mean that the bacteria is easy to colonize. It doesn't mean that it's more bioavailable. We have this conversation, obviously, with a lot of New Chapter products, because more isn't better. You don't need 100 billion cell count. You just need the amount that's clinically researched to work. And while all of the probiotic formulas are backed by clinical research, you know, I think digestion is such a major issue in this country that almost everybody should be on All Flora all the time.
Okay. Now, somebody just chimed in and she says, I am so prone to urinary tract infections and I've been eating yogurt a lot because I was told it was a good thing. I've never taken a probiotic. I guess I should listen to my sister who has been telling me that for years. If I decide to pick one of these, should I pick the women's formula?
Yes, I would definitely go with that one since it sounds like you're already having an issue. And personally, I think a lot of women, myself included, struggle with this ongoing, and there's, you know, again, there's not a whole lot of tools that we can do on a daily basis for preventative and even addressing acute issues, but this women's probiotic by New Chapter is absolutely it. We know that these bacteria colonize in the vagina to protect us from urinary tract infections and yeast overgrowth, so that would absolutely be the one that I would recommend starting with.
Okay. Here's a question just came in. It says, I'm very into health and nutrition. I'm 17 years old. I've been thinking about a probiotic. I don't have any health problems, but I don't want any. My mother and her sisters have urinary tract and bladder kidney infections. I do not. I'm a runner. I'm very athletic. I eat a great diet. Which one should I choose? Great question.
Great question. Uh-huh. Yeah. And in this case, because you're not having any specific acute symptoms, you have some flexibility about which ones you want to try, although it sounds like, you know, because of your family history, the women's might be a great place to start. And especially as a young woman, you know, it's a really important time to start making sure that you have adequate colonies in your vaginal tract. Again, it sets a stage for health of your entire life and your entire body through your life. So, you know, I might recommend starting out with the women's, and then certainly you can try the All Flora at a later date. The thing I love about the All Flora is that it really addresses the symptoms. So anyone listening that actually has digestive issues, if it's diarrhea or constipation, you know, inflammation in the gut, the clinical research on the All Flora is incredible. And it definitely has, I've talked to people that see improvements in symptoms within a couple of days on the product. So, you know, that might be one that, that your listener tries at a later date. But in the meantime, the women's is probably a good place to start.
Here's another one. It says, my kids are 9 and 11. We have a smoothie every morning. Did you say that I can open the capsule up and put it in their smoothie? I really think that they need probiotics.
Yes, I do that. Again, our products, I think, say 12 and under, but a big part of that is based on weight. If you, you know, we always advise, check with your doctor, if, you know, if possible, have them look at the formula, make sure it's okay, but all the research shows that the All Flora, the bacteria in that blend, as well as the other ingredients, the Boulardii yeast, are all incredibly beneficial for kids. And especially with kids' diets, it's so hard. We try to feed them all the vegetables in the world, right? But a lot of times they end up carb loading and they eat what they want to eat at all ages, but especially when they get into those teen years. And so they can really find an imbalance with yeast and pathogenic bacteria, not to mention, obviously, they're exposed to these cold and flu viruses all over the place. So really supporting their immune system is best done with a probiotic. So I would say opening up one of those All Flora in that smoothie would make a lot of sense for them. You know, again, adjusting it based on weight. If there is a massive yeast issue, you don't want to start too strong with a smaller person, because, you know, the yeast die-off can cause things like headaches and some discomfort that will move away as the body regulates those bad bacteria and those bad yeast compounds with the good. However, just starting out slow is always a good place to go, especially with little people.
If you're using a multiple vitamin and you're taking a pretty good regime, you know, bringing in a probiotic not only makes your body in a puts your body into a healthier state, but it really does add to the effectiveness of the other supplements that you're using. There are ways that they actually enhance each other, and I like people to take that away.
Absolutely. You know, the probiotics are the foundation for all these other supplements that we might be taking and using. You know, are they really working? Are they really being broken down? You know, the ability of our body to utilize nutrients from food, you know, whether or not it's food allergies and intolerances or, you know, food preferences, it really all comes back down to our gut bacteria. And so if you're spending money on an aggressive supplement regimen and you're not taking a probiotic, then you're not getting the full benefit.
Mm. You know, I think we've learned a lot about probiotics over the last couple of years. And I think for the most part, you know, we're going to be continuing to learn, because so much of the stuff that's in our industry, you know, Karina, we thought at one time was a really good idea, or it was just a nice luxury, or be a nice addition. And here we are 5 years, 10 years, 15 years later. And it's become a hands down necessity for us to be able to have a healthy life, for things that we used to thought were just a good idea.
Yeah, exactly. And a lot of that is certainly the science is emerging. And it's great to see that our industry is absolutely right cutting edge on that research and that science. The research into the microbiome is incredible. And so, yes, every Western medical practitioner that is up to date on that, and, of course, Eastern practitioner as well, should be telling us, take a probiotic. Really, this is 90% of your risk of disease comes back to the health of these gut bacteria. And when you have gut dysbiosis and gut dysfunction, it doesn't just cause symptoms that we feel, you know, digestive issues, but it can cause a host of other issues as well. So daily probiotics, I think, are so beneficial, whether it's the All Flora for gut health and as an antioxidant, or something more specific like the weight or the mood or the women's, depending on what you're experiencing. Choosing a patented, clinically researched strain of bacteria is how you ensure that that works. You know, there are a lot of probiotics on the shelf that are not necessarily testing at expiration. You know, National Library of Medicine is kind of a scathing review of probiotics and their efficacy, and this is why New Chapter really hand-selected strains that have been clinically researched to work.
You know, this is all such good information. I thank you for this because there is confusion out there. And, you know, sometimes when things in our industry start doing really well, it seems like everybody wants to get into the game. And everybody starts doing this, and then people only see a key word like probiotic, and you know, they see it added to their diet soda or something, and they're like, oh, this got probiotics in it, you know. And because we hear the word or we have a little bit of information, but you know, we need to be very cautious. And if we're really looking for a probiotic, choose a quality probiotic, because a lot of times the word is being used more just to use the word as part of the advertising and not for the benefit we're achieving.
Exactly. A lot of it certainly is marketing, and you know, there's certainly benefits in yogurt. We talked about earlier, plain yogurt, a lot of times they'll say, you know, has this many millions of bacteria, and but when we're talking about probiotic supplements, they're more in the 5 billion plus category. So certainly a big difference in terms of potency. You know, but again, it only matters if you're actually getting that. Many companies claim 100 billion cell count, but when researched, they don't nearly have that amount of strains at expiration, or someone takes that 100 billion cell count and they have massive die-off. So just like taking mega doses of calcium, you can't absorb that much from an isolate, and so the body tends to kind of lay it down and store it in the arteries. And, you know, B vitamins you can load up on, but the body can't absorb them. It'll excrete them in the urine. You know, we used to think with probiotics, you take too much and you might have a little stomach ache, but now we're actually learning that if you take a huge dose of bacterial cells and they're not colonizing, they're not working and laying down foundation and roots, so to speak, then they're dying off. And many of these high, you know, quote-unquote potency formulas don't absorb very well because the bacteria die off. So, Again, less is more. You don't need mega doses of bacteria. We just want to make sure to focus on strains that we know colonize in the body, lay down roots, and help protect us from disease.
I love it. Karina, thank you so much. Always a pleasure to have you here. I know we had to switch up our schedules, and you are such a trooper. Thank you for jumping in and moving days and for being here today and being so good. We appreciate it.
Thank you. I appreciate you. Have a wonderful day, everyone. Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you. Be well.
You too.
Today we talked about the line of products from New Chapter, and we talked about the probiotics. Make sure to check them out at the store. Of course, the All Flora, the weight management, the mood support, and the women's daily, they're all available at Stay Healthy. Make sure to ask for your $3 off coupon. Stay Healthy Health Food Store is your one-stop full-service location for everything health and nutrition. Did you know they're Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley? Come in and see, you know, what a full-service store is all about. Great help, great support, peace of mind, amazing, knowledgeable, helpful staff. They carry the best of the best, and that's all they carry in every single category, the best, so you can't make a big mistake. When you're there, make sure you bring your questions with you, because there's no sense trying to do something if you're not asking a question, because asking a question is going to make sure that you are heading in the right direction, because what your friend, your family, your coworker, your neighbor is doing may not be the way that you need to go, because you may not get success. So asking questions will help you narrow it down to make sure you're choosing correctly, spending your money on the right products, and getting the right information. That's what Stay Healthy is all about. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6, closed on Sunday. So make sure you head in there and start your healthy journey today. It's going to be flu and cold season before you know it. How about laying down some pathwork to keep you healthy so you can be dancing around other people that didn't take the time to put themselves first? Put yourself first. Pick the right products. Go to Stay Healthy to make sure you're always getting the best. Check out their new webpage that's still being worked on. It'll all be up and going before you know it. StayHealthyLasVegas.com. Enter your email address. Print a coupon for $5 off your next $50 purchase. And of course, don't forget to make sure that you are liking them on Facebook and following their daily post and staying connected to the store. I want to remind everybody, I'm here Monday through Friday, 8 till 9 in the morning, bringing you the best guest in the industry, the relevant up-to-date topics, and just the best information so you can make really wise, healthy decisions about your health, you know, and maybe just start feeling better and start appreciating your health and maybe start giving back the things that you desperately need. Remember, if you can't tune in live, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer, all of my shows are recorded, podcast, and archived. They're all on my webpage every single day. All you have to do is go to drjeffreyburk.com. Have a great day. God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health with the best guest in the industry, helping all of us to get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the show are now available at my website, drjeffreyburk.com. Simply click on the archive icon to make available on-demand podcast downloads. Make sure to visit Stay Healthy Health Food Store for all your nutrition needs. Stay Healthy provides reliable, responsible, relevant service every single day. I look forward to talking with all of you soon.